It's the Dork Podcast. Rich Keith. It's the Dork Podcast.
Brian Davis.
It's the Dork Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by Davey Eyeballs. He is Rick Rude Von Dick, dude. All hail the king of ginger ale. It's Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
Having a blast. Yeah. Having a blast. How are you? A nuclear blast.
Oh, shit.
I just thought of that on the spot.
Really smart. Savvy. Really I like smart. That. I like that quite a bit. Yeah, no, I'm doing good. Middle of April, you know? Can't complain. Yeah,
socks are sucking right on track.
Sure. Just as expected. But big NFL draft show coming up, but that's neither here nor there. Let's focus
next week, right?
Yeah, week from Thursday.
Yeah.
That's going to be good. Going to be good stuff.
Who are you pulling for?
You know what? I still want Marvin Harrison, the fucking wide receiver. You know me.
Were you going to throw it to him and get no one else?
I would like to. I'd take an opportunity. Yeah, no, I think, Drake May would be probably the smart pick other than. Okay. I'd be good with that. We got ourselves a nice little week. So we did Curb Your Enthusiasm season 12, and then another show that went with a little bit different, here's every episode all at once, just boom. And then, so for people like us, it's like, all right, well, how soon do you do an episode? But we both sat down, watched it, and ripped through it. And I bet a lot of you guys did as well. If you didn't, we will do a lot of spoiler free here as well. If you haven't had a chance to finish it yet, but only 8 episodes. So we will, I figure a lot of people probably have watched it. But right before we get to the topic du jour, let's do this. Let's do this first.
It's time for Davey's Video Game Minute. Even if it takes more than a minute.
That's right. The topic du jour is based off of a video game series, one that I have very little experience with, some, but little. You have much, much, much more experience with. So why don't you take us through the best you can, the Fallout video game franchise.
So the Fallout video game franchise was launched on October 10th, 1997, which is a significant date for the show, which we will get to in spoilers, big market tease. But it kind of followed the path. Actually, if you think about it, it followed the exact path of like Grand Theft Auto, where the first two were good, but then the third installation, you were like, oh, that's when it really became Fallout. So same like with Grand Theft Auto. So I remember playing definitely the first Fallout games, never finished the second. And it was kind of like a Diablo-esque, like dungeon crawler, like top down game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The first
two.
Yep. Very much a role playing game. We're very, very good. And then Fallout 3 came out in 2008 and it blew up the franchise, meaning in a good way. Like, so this became Bethesda took the games over. The first two games are only on PC and Mac. These came to consoles. It was first person. They introduced the VATS system. Which if you haven't played these games, so think of like if you're in a first person shooter and you hit a button and there's a display of every like body part of your target and you can pick based on percentages like where to shoot, so you can strategically like hit people in the arm or hit them in the head. And it was a really cool mechanic that they still have to this day. And just storytelling games, unbelievable storytelling. So if you have played those games, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't played those games yet, you can get, like, if you have a PlayStation Plus or Xbox subscription, you can probably get most of these games for free.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet.
And they are worth hundreds of hours of entertainment. They're so good.
How many are there?
It depends. So like there, in terms of like Fallout main games, like direct sequels, there's 4 right now. 5 is in development. But then you have like Fallout Shelter, which I know, like, it's like a building game. It's not actually like a Fallout game or whatever.
Yeah, it looks kind of like a cartoon, right? It's like the way it's animated. Yeah.
Then you have they had basically add-ons to like Fallout 3.
Okay.
The biggest one being Fallout New Vegas, which then became like a standalone thing. There was so much content, they kind of made it like its own standalone thing.
Okay.
And then Fallout 76 was after Fallout 4, but it was like an online
thing.
So it wasn't like a story.
Okay.
There is story components to it, but it was more like an online platform.
Oh, okay.
Philadelphia. So the cities that they've done. So I think Fallout and Fallout 2 are like, they talk about Shady Sands. They mm-hmm. talk a lot about Shady Sands. And then 3 takes place in Washington, D.C. And Fallout 4 takes place in Boston, which is really cool because
I played that. Yeah.
Diamond City is actually a recreation of Fenway Park. And it's one of 2 games. When I lived in Charlestown, I could actually find my house in Charlestown.
No shit.
The other one being Assassin's Creed 3 in Bunker Hill. Like, the house I lived in with my wife was actually in that game.
Yeah, did Fallout 4 have like the T? I want to feel like I saw like the red line. I was like, I went to the red line or the green line or one of those things.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it was actually a pretty good, it was compact. Obviously, everything was really close together, but it was actually, you start the game in like Concord, Mass.
Okay.
And then move up into Boston.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, no, I definitely played 4. I think I might have played 3, but not when it first came out. It was probably after the fact when everybody was like, this game's insane. And then I was like, all right, so I went back. But that was probably, would that have been for like the Xbox 360?
360 was...
For 3?
Yeah, 3.
Okay.
Fallout 3 was definitely 360.
Yeah, that makes
and
sense.
Then 4 has been around and they've like updated it as they go.
Are they making new, are they going to make any new ones, you think?
It's TB. So Fallout 5 is in the works.
Oh, okay.
So we're told. Right. So, right. But I'm looking forward to seeing what they do, given the show and given everything that's happened in the games, where they're going to go with it next.
What's your favorite of all of them?
I think 4 is my favorite because it's Boston. But like I spent the most time and had the most fun playing New Vegas, which was, again, it was an add-on, but then became a standalone.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes place out west.
Mm-hmm.
So you start in like California with the new California Republic, which you see in the show. They have like new California Republic flags and wind up in Vegas. So it's it's awesome for sure. And there's so much that the show can do. There's so much there.
Yeah.
I'm excited to talk about all that stuff too.
Also, I love the fucking little logo, the little guy with the thumbs up.
Yeah.
Pretty good stuff.
It was actually cool to see where that came from.
It was amazing. The show, I thought, did an amazing job with that. So anything else, video game that you want to hit on? Or are we good?
Definitely play them if you haven't played them yet. And again, I started playing them again now. I'm playing Fallout 4 now just to see all of the Easter eggs and things that you see in the show that are actually in these games.
I was thinking the same thing.
A ton.
The game made me want to go back and play big, or the show made me want to go back and play the games big time.
Yeah,
I agree.
Y'all ready for bisque?
Topic du jour time now, Ryan. Although that was a nice appetizer for the topic du jour.
That wasn't it?
No, this is the full dish. The main course. Fallout, the Amazon Prime TV series. 8 episodes all came out at once, like we were just talking about. Most of them were an hour. There was a couple in the middle there that were about 45 minutes. So I would say a good 7 hours worth of content there if you add it all up. And let's begin, as we do with all of our movie and TV reviews, spoiler-free. Ryan, did you like it?
I absolutely did. Did you like it?
Dude, I loved it. I loved it. And I was floored because I saw there's only one TV critic I ever even mentioned. It's the only one I follow on Twitter. It's Alan Sepinwall from The Rolling Stone.
Mm-hmm.
He does a good job. I usually feel like he and I have similar tastes, right? Like, he likes The Leftovers, he liked Better Call Saul, like, he likes all these like type of show, like the obvious ones and maybe some of the not so obvious ones, and he watches just about everything. He didn't like this show. I was floored. Now, I'd already seen it first, and I don't really give a shit, like, I'm not gonna be like, oh, I definitely don't, but I was just surprised that he didn't. I saw a couple of other weird reviews online too, and I'm like, people don't like Fallout was insane. I loved it. I thought the preview looked good, and we talked about the preview months ago. I'm like, oh shit, this is going to be something worth watching. Then we did our TV shows of 2024 episode, and this was one of the ones that we had circled for sure. And I get like right away sucked in. Episode 1 I was in, and then I just like couldn't wait to watch the rest of it, and then was bummed that it was over. So I love the show. It's great.
Yeah. I'm looking at his thing right now, and it's like
He was disappointed.
Yeah, kind of like, but like disappointed in what? Like, that's what I don't like. What did you expect?
I don't know.
Like,
and
he mentioned in his article he played the games.
He didn't say anything about the games. I don't think he did. Maybe he did. He was talking about, like, he had a chance to interview Walton Goggins, like leading up to it too. And he's like, I like him, but like, I don't like the show. I'm like,
oh, and not a spoiler, but he was fucking excellent.
Well, I was going to say the cast. Awesome. Awesome. Mm-hmm. So there's basically like three leads in the show. And then there's a bunch of other characters that are in it a lot. And I thought it was pretty amazing. So Walton Goggins is incredible. He's so good. The girl, Ella Purnell, who was Jackie in Yellow Jackets.
Right. And it took me like three episodes to figure out where I knew her from.
Yeah, because she, of course, was a lot in season one and then just very little in season two. One of the reasons why season one is better than season two is because
a little less of her in season two.
There's a little bit less. There is. No, she's in there, though.
Well,
she's in there.
So what happens? There's less of her. Forget it. It's a joke. It's a joke.
I know what you're saying. But she's terrific. Like, she is a great, like, lead character. And then, but also, did you notice some of, like, the side characters? They had a guy from Lost. They had a guy from Severance, which to me I thought was pretty fitting because Severance and Lost both have like a certain way about them. Like, they have a certain feeling when you're watching those shows. And I think Fallout was kind of going for some of that as well.
And so the kid who played Maximus, who's the Brotherhood of Steel knight.
Yeah.
I don't think I saw anything. I've never seen him in anything.
I'm just looking at this now. He has not been in much. Oh, he was in four episodes of The Night Of, which we watched, that HBO show.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't really remember him. Yeah, he's not in a whole lot.
But good for him. This was kind of like a cool role for him.
It was a really cool role. I mean, he was kind of the weak link of the three, but, like, he wasn't bad. Like, he was...
No.
He was still pretty good. But, yeah, I thought the cast was pretty awesome. Also, something that I know you would appreciate, how good was the soundtrack?
I mean, again, so this is what the games do a great job of, and they've expanded upon us. So, like, this whole, like, Nat King Cole, like, 40s, 50s music that, like, in the game, like, you can turn on your Pip-Boy and, like, pick radio stations and stuff, and they have some unbelievable songs.
Yeah.
Just, like, I remember we were joking about it. Like, every time I would play Fallout, my wife would come in, and she'd be like, what are you playing? And I would explain what it is, and she's like, you're just kind of like walking around a lot. Like, I never really see you do anything. And so as I'm walking around this whole huge map, like, I'm just listening to these tunes, cranking tunes, like looking for loot and like raiding houses or whatever. It's great.
Pretty much. Yeah, no, that's exactly what I'm doing. I thought the show looked really good too. That's another, we don't talk about it all the time, but just especially when you're taking something from like a video game or taking something from a comic book to, like, the vaults all look pretty cool, like all the outfits that they wore, then like the Brotherhood people and like the what's the fucking big machine thing called? The big suit, the tech suit or whatever.
Oh, the power armor, yeah.
The power armor, like all that stuff, like it looked good. Like, it looked really looked pretty sweet. The story, now I guess you could go a few different ways because there's so much content in these video games, right? So there wasn't like an obvious jumping off point, I guess.
Well, I guess
that's not true. You didn't know who like to base the show around. Obviously, there's a main jumping off point, but like you didn't know where to go. And I thought they chose kind of a great handful of characters to follow in all of this.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, so it's not a direct storyline from the games, but it runs parallel to like two of the games.
Okay.
Which is really cool because there's a lot of like mentions of things. One, the very last shot, and there's some other things that are mentioned throughout the series that allude to things that happen in the game, which was really cool. And if it's a fine line, if you didn't know, it's just like, okay, cool. Yeah. Like they mention this or whatever. And then like they said, the New California Republic, like that's from New Vegas.
Yeah.
And all that whole storyline. So they make mention of things, and there's like all the products that you see are actual in-game products. So like a Braxo cleaner and like Cram, like the stuff you eat, and like the Blamco mac and cheese, like those are all in the game.
Yeah. That's sick.
It's pretty awesome.
I thought a surprising amount of comedy too, like really well done without being like, I think they had a pretty high percentage. Like there's some shows that like go for a ton of jokes, don't really land them. There are other ones that, especially when you have some intense stuff going on, it feels like it's disjointed. I thought they kind of nailed it. Like there was like a good amount of comedy, but then when they needed to get serious, like you had no problem getting serious.
No, and there, again, there are some. I'm thinking of a scene like right away. It's just so ridiculous. Like the idea of this is like so over the top, and the idea that like, what if the world stopped? Like this Ozzie and Harriet like 40s 50s ideal, and they never grew out of that. And like people, like you know what I mean. Like that was like the nuclear family and like all that stuff. Like people never got past that, and it was just that forever. So it's ridiculous in like a world that's so brutal.
Yeah.
That they kind of have to make a joke out of it sometimes. I was thinking of the scene with Fred Armisen.
Oh, it's insane.
When he's like the radio DJ.
Yeah.
And he's got like all these like booby traps and dead bodies around like this little radio station.
Yeah.
Like that's ridiculous. But no,
some of the cameos were great. Added some of the comedy. The action was good too. Like when there were times for shootouts or when there was times for, you know, getting kind of bloody, like there was some sick action too. So
they went for it. There was some good head crushing.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I would say this is a must watch and then some. An easy watch, a must watch for sure. Dork score, before we get to all the spoiler stuff, I have a whole bunch of, I wrote down a lot of stuff here. So
a lot of stuff.
What do you got for a dork score?
I'm going to give it a 5.5. I like where this is going.
I was thinking long and hard about this. I'm going 6.
And a boy.
I don't know what I didn't like about it. There's nothing I can really... I'm shocked that if people didn't like it. To me, it had everything. And even some of the questions that we'll get into, like, mm-hmm. I don't need every single thing answered for me. Like, I just, you know, I thought it was set up so well. I thought there were enough payoffs. Like, we're just talking about the character. Anytime you have great lead characters, I can forgive a lot of things, too. But I don't even know if there was much that I need to forgive. Like, I thought it was such a well... set up season of television. I loved it, dude. All right, let's get to spoilers. Let us know what you guys thought, what your dork score is for Fallout.
Spoilers, here come the spoilers.
All right, this show of course is going to provide plenty of
what the fuck
moments. Right, you're gonna get a few of those for sure, and like we said, kind of all based around the three main characters: Coop, Walt, and Goggins. And the show also does a nice job with the flashbacks and flash forwards or whatever. So, the 2077 was the year in which there was this great war, nuclear exchange, blah blah blah. Then it also jumps ahead to 2296, mm-hmm. So it's like 200 years. Ahead of time, but they kind of go back and forth a little bit between the two, as I think all good shows kind of do, right? I was like looking back on it, like, that's one of my favorite things about Yellow Jackets is like sort of the ping pong.
And I didn't want to spoil this and before, so you got to think of it in like two. So it's like 1961, 2077, and then 2296. So there's like three distinct time frames that you're kind of dealing with. And I think, so with like Coop. Like, so, like, I'm trying to think. Because, like, I'm getting confused now because that happens. So, like, the original fall, like, it's something happens in, like, the, I think it's 61, where, like, one of the astronauts comes back, blows up on reentry. There's, like, there's a whole thing. And then, like, there's the nuclear war with Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And so the initial bomb is Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And then later... you get, so with like Maximus and like all that's like his, when he lived in like Shady Sands and like they blow that up, that happens later.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And then the actual main thing in the show takes place is like 2296 or something.
Yeah. That's what they say.
Like that's when the actual show takes place.
Yeah. And that's so where
it's,
like,
it's been hundreds of years.
Right. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But like, then you get introduced like these ghoul characters, cause you're trying to figure out, right. All right. So how does Walton Goggins, who was a famous actor, and then as the mm-hmm. series goes on, you find out that he gets talked into doing these commercials for this, which is like pretty crazy. Not a lot of people are on board with this, obviously, as right. they should not have been. And, But then you're like, all right, well, so if that was him in 2077, how is he walking around as a ghoul? Like you still have some questions about these ghouls. Like, is it just anybody who dies, or
no. So there's a way in which, and so there's two types of ghouls in the game. There's like standard ghouls who you can talk to, and they're like, there's one that's a companion that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Like one you can like have next to you, and he's a sniper. So he like hides behind you and just like picks people off like as you're going through towns.
Perfect.
Which is great. But there's also like feral ghouls. So like once they let themselves go too far, and I'm not sure if it's like there's a drug in the game. They call them chems, but there's like different chems. And you know that doctor was like carrying around like his potions. Like those happen. And so like you can make potions like in the game that do different things. And so ghouls can kind of maintain a little as long as they get whatever drugs they need.
Yes.
Which you saw him like taking like the inhaler and like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Can go feral.
Yeah. And that's what he's about. He has a lot of Cad Bane to him too.
Yeah, like, and in reality, they're dead. Like, they're zombies.
Right.
They're not alive, so they live forever.
And so you're right. Like, when you're first introduced to him, you know something's up because he's clearly got hired to do this birthday party, and, like, the people are happy to see him, but then some of the dads are kind of, like, making fun of him, and so it's sort of this weird thing. But then also you explain the fucking thumbs up thing. Which is so cool.
Isn't
that a cool thing? So the thumbs up is, he's like, you hold it out, and this is all during the time of like a atomic bomb. So he's like, you hold it out there, and if the cloud is smaller than your thumb, you run, and if the cloud's bigger, don't bother.
Yeah,
and I'm like, that's pretty sick.
And then the girl, his daughter, says, "My thumb or your thumb?"
Right.
Because she's like holding it, like, yeah,
and she that's sees why, it. Like, yeah, she sees it first, and then he gets the hell out of there, but. Because the Fallout like cartoon character logo is such like an innocent looking kid with a big smile on his face and the thumbs up, and then to know like what it's really all about is awesome.
And by the way, so they okay, never mind. So I was like, I was looking to see the origin of the actual thumbs up.
Yeah,
and I guess it was in the Army, but it was like Navy pilots where they would like point their thumb up when they're like, I'm ready to go up. Mm. So like when they were telling us like in the cockpit, but it would have been really cool if that was the actual origin of the actual
thumb up. Well, hey, I'll take it for Fallout. Like that's a good idea. So you also get, when you get introduced to Lucy, so she's in Vault 33, and there are three connecting vaults here. You're going to learn about more vaults, but they're all excited because she is going to get married to somebody from another vault, right? She's like, too much time doing cousin stuff. Like you got to get on and you got to, because one day, they're going to be able to go back up to Earth. Yeah, cousin stuff.
Yeah, it was so funny because like she says that like so cavalier.
Yeah,
it's like we can fool around and whatever. We're cousins. That's fine. But like if I want to start a family, like we can't.
So good.
which was hilarious. And what was that guy's name? It was like her cousin.
Oh yeah, he was good too. I forget his name.
He was like the gatekeeper. Yeah, but
yeah, what the hell? Chet.
Yes,
his name is Chet. So you immediately know something's kind of up with this Vault 32, because they come in, they're all looking kind of off. They're like looking at him. They're like, what the fuck's going on? She gets married, goes back to her vault or her room. They have sex. And then she's like, something's up. So then like he's going after the whole thing. And then it's like they're raiders. Turns out they're raiders. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to take over the vault. But that whole thing was pretty crazy because you knew something was up, and I'm like, is this going to be something that kind of lingers? Like, no, it doesn't linger. Like, this is kind of figured out in episode one.
But it was also kind of cool to see as the show played out, like, because they talk about vaults 31, 32, 33, and why those are the only three interconnected vaults. Mm. And you come to find out the story behind that, which was kind of cool too. So
yeah, that was fucked. And then it was like, so shout out to Lucy's little brother, Norm, because mm-hmm. he was doing a good job asking questions and kind of putting things together. But they would always have an overseer. So they'd have one person in charge, and the person would always be from Vault 31.
Yeah.
The overseer would come into Vault 33. And so they thought the Raiders like wiped out 32, but then you're just learning like, what the fuck is even going on down here? And then skip ahead to the end. Vault 31 just has a brain on a Roomba just kind of going about.
But it's, what's his name? It's the guy who was like the, he was like
oh yeah,
one of the executives at Vault-Tec.
Yes.
Who's now, and so.
Oh, he was super annoying.
Yeah, and so in Fallout 4, I don't know if you remember the beginning, like you actually get frozen and they say it's like an experimental vault. Like you're like, it's not like the other vaults, like they're, you don't live down there, like they freeze people until they're ready to go back. And it was like, and I love how they explained like every vault was its own basically science experiment.
Yeah.
Which is, because in the games, they all run differently.
Right, right. And that's
like
you
can go into other vaults and learn about like what happened in those, which is fascinating.
So that was cool. And like there was that whole thing like where there's that round table and Walton Goggins is like listening in on the earpiece and they're all sitting around, all these like big timers, and they're talking about what they want to do. And then like the ideas that they had too were just like outrageous, which you're, I'm sure, is what they were all doing. Because then when Lucy goes into Vault 4, they're all just like experimenting on themselves so they can be like animal hybrids so they could survive like on Earth, right? Or like on the surface.
Yes. And so there's a subtle nod too. I think there's one, you see it on like a gurney. One of the big like villains you meet like in the wasteland are these things called super mutants.
Yeah.
And they're like these big green, like Hulk looking guys. And I think you see one getting pushed like on a gurney in that vault. So that's one of those things that like, hopefully that's coming. Like you get, and the other thing too is like that skull that you saw like at the last shot with Kyle MacLachlan's like walking out and there's like with the horns.
Yeah.
That's a death claw. Like those things are pretty awesome too. Yep. So you get to, we're going to see those.
That's pretty good.
A lot of great creatures.
A lot of creatures. Yeah. There was that one in the water that was attacking them. That was a good one. So I was talking about Dr. Remember Benjamin Linus from
Ben Linus, right?
From Lost. He was a pretty major character in this because you first get introduced to him and they're doing all these stuff with the dogs and they each have like a German Shepherd. They're raising a German Shepherd. And like, long story short, he injects himself in the head with like that energy shit that they all need.
Cold fusion.
So they're all going after this guy. And then he ends up kind of escaping. And then he's like telling Lucy, like, no, you need to like cut my head off and take, like, that was a pretty fucking crazy part in the show. That was definitely a,
what the fuck?
So now she's walking around like she's Batman in the last day on Earth or whatever issue it was. Remember that comic with like, I think he had like the Joker head, like in his
Last Night on Earth or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. But so basically like just carrying his head while everyone's in on that. So that was pretty good.
But it was it was so funny too, like throughout the series, like the head gets more and more gross and they play with it like it's a beach ball. Like they doesn't bother anybody.
No.
Like they're just like holding it, looking at it, like turning it over like it's nothing.
Yeah, that's true. Also in episode 2, Michael Rapaport was in the suit. He was a knight. He was
Titus.
Maximus's
he was
knight.
The real Titus.
Yeah, he was the real Titus. Maximus was his squire. And I was like, fuck, is he in this show? And then no, he was not in the show for very long. So I was like,
and he's such a fucking asshole, and they kill him immediately.
Yep, a bear got attacked by a bear.
Yeah, a radioactive bear. Yeah, not fun.
And then so Moldavar is like you get introduced. You have a lot of questions about who Moldavar is. Like, what's the deal? What does this lady know? She's a good guy, bad guy, somewhere in between. But that was a pretty cool character. I thought a decent payoff on that. Let's see. There's that sick shootout in episode 2 in Philly with, I don't know if you want to call him the ghoul, if you want to call him Coop, if you want to call him Howard, if you want to call him Walton Goggins, whatever. He's all of those things.
Yeah, so it's him shooting up Philly, and Maximus comes in and tries to save the day, and those two go at it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just great violence.
That was great.
In episode 2, yeah.
And also, I didn't know, I don't think we knew until like episode 4 if there were even other ghouls. Like, I don't know if Walton Goggins was the only ghoul, but then we meet another ghoul in episode 4. Oh, it was Roger. There's a lot of ghouls.
Their fucking things are everywhere.
But then, what I like about Lucy is, on the one hand, she's like kind of a, she's like innocent. She's brought up in this vault where like everything's supposed to be great, and she's always like looking for like the best things. But they also show you a quick montage where like she can handle herself. You know, like she trains in like judo and jujitsu and like all this stuff. She's in like great shape. And then like, she's not afraid of the ghoul. Like, she'll talk to the ghoul. she fucking bit his finger off. Like, they're like rolling around. She bites his finger off, and then he cuts her finger off. And like, she doesn't completely lose her mind. And you're like, she's tough as shit. Like, I like that.
Yeah. And it was great because, like, you, through that character, you can learn, like, people explaining things to her, like, mm-hmm. you can learn as well. So that's a great kind of device for that. That's just good writing.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
you and the character are learning together, like, what this world is like. And there's this great line where Coop says to her, she's like, who are you? And he's like, I'm you. You just, like,
yeah.
You just, yeah. get, like, basically, like, you just, and then he, she bites his finger off. He's like, there you are, little killer.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there you are. Here we go.
Yeah. Just the way he delivers every line is so good, Goggins.
He's so good. Yeah.
And then you're like, they clearly are like, are they going to work together? They're not going to work together. And he basically brings her to that place to just trade her for more of those things that he can take to keep him going. And it's at this place that they're just like harvesting organs.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty wild.
And they're using the, it's Codsworth in the game, but I forget the name of like those droids. It's like one of the, but it's voiced by Matt Berry, who's like an see him. He's like the
Snip Snip, but he's like an acting friend of Goggins, like from back in the day.
But he's and he was also in Curb. He was the guy.
Yeah, he was
the British director. Yeah. So, but he's fantastic in What We Do in the Shadows, the show. But Snip Snip, but there's like a specific type of like robot. He's sold his voice to like that company, to use in perpetuity, like. All the robots talk like him.
Yeah.
And he delivers lines better than anybody in the world. I'm convinced.
Oh, he's really good.
But that was a cool scene of just like, how that shit works. And you get to see the feral ghouls are like, when they're like, she's like, no, I want all these people set free. Like, no, you don't want to open that. And she does it anyway. But
I also like there was a scene, I think it was in episode 4, where Chet, the girl with the eye patch who just lost her husband, like just like basically shows up and she's like, you know, we're together now. And so like they're but she's super pregnant and they're like hooking up and he goes, that's one wet lady. And then she just like, but it was like that she just immediately gives birth.
All right. So I'm trying to think. All right. I just looked at the timeline of all the Fallout games. So they have them in. So Fallout 76 takes place in 2102. Okay. Fallout 1 is 2160. So there's all these games that take place, and the Fallout TV show is actually after all of the games.
Oh, okay.
All of the stuff in the games has already happened.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, another good character is Thaddeus, the other squire. That kid.
Oh, yeah. He's
funny.
Yeah.
He was in like Kroll Show. He was like, he's been in a bunch of things.
Norm, the character Norm.
Yeah,
Lucy's brother. He's a little shit of a guy,
tiny guy. Just a little. You put him in your pocket, I bet. Either that, or he does a lot of scenes with Chet. Maybe Chet's 7'2",
but he makes him look really small.
But unlikely, it was actually kind of funny. It's another thing. Like as you're trying to put the clues together, when Norm asked the lady, because the lady with the pirate eye that just gave birth, she also was from Vault 31, and Norm goes, hey, what's different between Vault 31 and 33? And she's like, oh, wouldn't your dad have told you? Because he was also from 31. And he's like, he didn't really. And she's like, oh, well, like our potatoes were a little bit better. And he's like, yeah, that's what he said too. And it's like, so something stunk. And like, I liked trying to figure out what the fuck was even going on with 31. Let's see. Yeah, you get a lot of, in episode 6, you get a lot more flashbacks to Walton Goggins kind of filming that commercial and just like all the time around there. That's when you get introduced. You find out that Snip Snip was his buddy from before. But then there's like his wife starts out as a very like, you don't really think much of her character. You're like, oh, that's just his wife. And then you're like, oh shit, she's actually up to no good.
She's up to no good. Corporate greed, man. So it's going to ruin us all.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
There's that great line. Matt Berry says, it's products. We're all products.
Yes.
Everything's a product.
Yep.
You
mentioned the Fred Armisen cameo. We also got a Chris Parnell cameo.
You did.
With one eye. Cyclops, Chris Parnell.
Speaking of playing the same character all the time, he's just like the lovable like idiot in everything.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you can't help
like they're going to sacrifice. She finds out all this thing. They're doing experiments on humans to make them they splice them with radio animals that could like handle radiation.
Yes.
So they have all these like freaks like in this vault.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he's, you know, a cyclops.
And he's like, yeah, we have all these people from the surface down here. He's like, I was born here. And she's like, you what? She's like, yeah, of course. Also, in one of the flashbacks, when you knew something was up with Coop's wife, was when, so they have their one daughter and they were like talking about like, well, if they go to the vault, and then she has like a throwaway line, like, well, because he's like, well, we have money, like we can pay for it. And she's like,
yeah,
no, I got to stay in Vault Tech because then we can stay in one of the good vaults.
In one of the good ones.
He's like, what? Because he's doing these commercials just thinking they're all the same. That's what everybody would assume, that they're all the exact same. Scientists living down there, though, maybe is a little bit of a red flag, but that's what they were kind of thinking.
But there's a whole thing where she was like, dogs aren't allowed. And he's like, who made that decision?
Right.
And he's like, where does it say that no dogs? She's like, who made that decision? And she like wouldn't answer him.
Right.
That's like, you know, call. Who made that decision? Who made it?
That was a good call.
Yeah.
Thaddeus ends up turning into a ghoul because he steps on one of the booby traps at Fred Armisen's. But no, it wasn't because of that, because he took the stuff to fix his foot. Oh, how sick was his foot? Yeah. Oh, my God.
How's he walking on that? It just looked like rotten meat, like, after a while.
It looked kind of like Harvey Dent from The Dark Knight when he turned into Two-Face, like, when he turned over. It was like, ugh. Yeah, that foot was nasty. But then, yeah, the snake oil salesman there gave him something. But then he gets shot in the neck, and then he's fine, but he's a ghoul now. Yeah.
Yeah. Why aren't I dead? Like, what are they like? I think you're a ghoul.
Yeah. I think he's like, oh. He's like, they're going to be so pissed.
They're going to be so mad.
And then you get the finale where they kind of unload a whole bunch of stuff, flashbacks and present day. And basically, Kyle MacLachlan has been like a piece of shit guy. Moldavar, yep, who you thought might be a piece of shit, not a piece of shit. Moldavar's good lady.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of fucked up, though, that she left the mom alive. That was the mom sitting there as like the ancient ghoul.
Well, yeah, it's kind of fucked up, but it's not her anymore, you know?
So Kyle MacLachlan, basically, there's just been different versions of him for 200 years. How does that
work? Or like he was, so basically all of the junior executives, because remember that you meet him and he's actually a big fan of Coop, and he like meets him in the offices and talks to him while he's learning all of this stuff, so he knows him.
Yes.
And it makes sense as to why everyone knew who Lucy was. They kept like, you're like Lucy McLean, like, yeah, they knew who her she last was. Name.
yeah
and it was, so all of those junior executives got frozen, and then they unfroze them as they needed them. So that's why you could see like all the people who were like overseers in 32 were actually from Vault. They were Vault Tech people.
Oh, so they knew. Got it. So that's what it was. So they were all frozen. Yeah. So like he hasn't had like multiple lives. Like that's his one crack at it. But he was basically on ice for like 140 years, probably, whatever it was.
Got it. And it was anyone. Remember the two guys were running to be overseers and they didn't know that they were never going to be. You had to be like one of the frozen people to like be an overseer.
Norm found out that they all came from 31 to 33. So why was that? Then they had that stupid line. What is it like? Something like look to 31. Remember they have like a corny little motto about like when things are down, like, but okay. So that's interesting.
Oh, so before I forget. So once we're on the last episode and she's like, put in your code to start like the fusion, the code he puts in is 10/10/9/101097, which is the original release date of Fallout.
Ah, nice. That's a good one.
Yeah. So that's why it was like a little like,
that's a good nod
to that.
And now McLaughlin's on his way to Vegas now, right?
That's New Vegas. So like when he comes up over the horizon, he's like goes past like the Death Claw skull, that what you see is New Vegas. And that's the closest one. I think that the action of that game took place like 5 years before.
Okay.
So it's still up and running.
Cool. So that's where they're going. And now Lucy and Walton Goggins are kind of working together anyway. And they want to go. Cause also Walton Goggins is like, where's my family? So he's looking for his family still. Because his wife's got to be somewhere.
And if they got the Freezy vaults in Boston, they might be in Boston too.
They could possibly be in Boston.
Yeah.
Well, so that's the thing, because when that was the other, another clue that they dropped was when they were in Vault 4, and you think they're weird, but they're actually nice. And they ask Lucy, like, well, like, what's the experiment? Or, like, what are they doing in Vault 33? And she's like, nothing. So, like, at that point, you're like, well, what the fuck?
So, well, it's true, because they weren't really doing anything in 33, but it was more of a social experiment than it was a
scientific. So 31 was just, like, all of those, like, people frozen.
Yep.
Was 32 anything?
I think 32 was, like, everyone else who, like, didn't.
Okay.
You know, it's odd because like they have like, because they move people to 32. Because remember, 32 got, they like ate each other. Like,
well,
they
did the Raiders kill them? No, because the Raiders didn't kill them, right? They were already dead. Yeah, yeah, okay.
They were already dead.
Yeah,
so that's why they killed each other.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
And I think they figured it out.
Okay.
And that was the whole thing.
Crazy. Anyway, yeah. Dude, like I loved it. There's a lot to pick apart, 7-8 hours worth of television, but I absolutely loved it. Like I can't recommend this show enough. It was a blast.
Just to put the button on that. So, like, remember they had, like, oh, it was, like, the triannual, like, swap with, like, the different.
Yes.
So those are all, like, the people who come in for that.
Yeah.
Are supposed to be all from 30, like, 31, 32. They're supposed to be, like, those people.
Got it.
They've technically never met, but they're just, like, unfreezing people and introducing them.
Yeah,
into
yeah.
Slowly.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. But then, yeah, the show has so many other ways to go because you can go into other vaults and see what they're doing in those vaults and see other people. It's fun to, and this is obviously not a coincidence, but like the three characters that we're following all have such different perspectives on this whole thing. Like Goggins' character is over 200 years old. The other two are younger, but one only lived on the surface. One only lived in a vault. So they're coming at it from so many different ways.
And the Brotherhood of Steel is very much like,
yeah,
they love finding artifacts and preserving the old world. Like they want to bring the old
Which
world
is great.
Back.
The artifacts are like a toaster oven, you know?
Right.
It's so great. Yeah.
Yeah.
How good was that too? That scene when she was like, we can end on this. When she was like, they were sitting there in quarantine. She's like, you want to have sex? And he's like, what? He's like, you mean like use my cock? And she's like, yeah. He's like, well,
his description.
He's like, sometimes it happens. You know, I've heard it happens, but like, you know, it can get like, kind of like get real kind of nasty and like explode or whatever. She's like, no, that's supposed to happen. He's like, what?
Ideally every time.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys let us know what you thought of Fallout. Hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at Dork Podcast. And of course, you can watch these episodes live Sunday nights on YouTube. Just subscribe youtube.com/Dork Podcast. I think personally, it's going to be an early contender for show of the year. I thought it was an absolute great time.
Up there with video game. What are they? Adaptation. Like with Last of Us. I think it's one-two punch of like video game.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I'm glad you brought that up. Last of Us, I enjoyed the game a lot more than like Fallout games, but I got to maybe go back and play more Fallout. But the shows, I think, are pretty similar. I might even like this slightly more, and that's not a knock at all. I loved Last of Us. So,
no, but The Last of Us is very bleak. This is at least some hope.
Good point. Good point.
Yeah.
They're very different.
Yeah.
All right, that'll do it for us. Next week, I believe, is TBD, so keep an eye out on the Twitter. We will let you know what we're going to be doing next week. But until then, Rye, promise me a million times over you'll never do another rule.
Yeah, man, no, I'm not going to promise you that.